The Week in Cinema. What have you been watching recently? Good evening and welcome to The Week in Cinema, the programme that brings you all the latest news and reviews from the world of film. This evening, I'm very lucky to be joined by two eminent critics, Dorian Blakeney, who has reviewed films for over 40 years and who's the author of the book Moving Pictures, Films as an Emotional Pilgrimage. Good evening, Dorian.
Enchanté, Michael.
And Jason Mullett, who writes about film for the La Paz Review of Film, and who is visiting professor of animation at the University of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, in Canada. Jason recently made his directorial debut with Zeitgeist Zombie.
Thank you, Michael.
So, Jason, what did you see this week?
Nasty Piece of Work, the latest London gangster thriller from director Terry Throttle.
Tell us about it.
Throttle's vision of London as the most violent place on earth is one that I find extremely appealing, Michael. I would even say I find it enchanting. And this is certainly true of Nasty Piece of Work, which is a vintage Throttle underworld bloodbath.
An enchanting bloodbath, Dorian?
His suggestion that this film is enchanting is just too much for me. I found the work a violent, disgusting, disturbing, nasty piece of work. Nasty cinematic work. It made me sick.
Dorian's right, for once. Nasty Piece of Work is a violent, disgusting, disturbing, nasty piece of work. And I loved it. It's also very funny.
Okay, so that was Nasty Piece of Work by Terry Throttle. What's your film of the week, Dorian?
I have long had a passion for the work of the Albanian director Enver Zog. So you can imagine my delight when his latest film, Birthday in Tirana, opened this week. This is film as poetry. Every scene contains a surprise and prompts a tear. I found the opening scene extraordinary. The central character, we can never learn his name, is in the kitchen making a carrot cake. He painstakingly mixes the ingredients, the most important of which is clearly love itself, in an effort to create a fitting tribute for the unknown birthday celebrant. Gradually, it becomes apparent that it is his birthday. He is making his own cake, because he has no one to make a cake for him. I found it unbearably moving. I, for one, will never be able to eat carrot cake again.
Moving, Jason?
No. What Dorian has failed to mention, Michael, is that the scene lasts 2.5 hours. We actually see him make the cake in real time. Indeed, the whole film lasts 24 hours, and it shows every tedious minute of this loser's birthday. It's incredibly slow and depressing. There's no violence to lighten the mood, not a single death to inject some comedy. I'm not planning to celebrate my birthday in Tirana.
So much for Birthday in Tirana. Finally, I understand you both went to see the Hollywood classic Jaws, which has just been re-released with enhanced sound and visual effects. Is Jaws worth revisiting, Jason?
No, it is not. The fact that the film made nearly $500 million at the box office means it can't be any good.
Doesn't that suggest that lots of ordinary people thought the film was good?
Exactly. Ordinary people. What do ordinary people know about cinema? People like Dorian and I know about cinema, not ordinary people.
Well, as always, it's been a lively evening of debate here on The Week in Cinema. Join us next week when we'll be looking at the multi-million dollar blockbuster that is taking America by storm, Space Pirates from Planet Twang, and talking to its director, Jason Mullett. So, see you next week, Jason.
What? You made a commercial film?
I thought we weren't going to talk about that, Michael.
That you could even consider making a film with a title like that is beyond me. You fraud. You unspeakable populist excuse for a filmmaker. You sellout. You hypocrite. You...